The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Dorm dafayin ches. The Gemara says that the pasuk says by Yehatoros Nedorm zeh adover. The Gemara makes zeh shavu to a pasuk by Shchut Echutz. Ma b'Shchut Echutz Aaron ubono v'chol Yisrael af pashus Nedorm Aaron ubono v'chol Yisrael. How many people does one need for Yehatoros Nedorm? Shtei doh. That it can't be done by Yochid. Hatoros Nedarim is not by Yochid because it's a lashon of ribui, Aaron Ubono v'chol Yisrael. And the same way the Torah says Roshe Amatois, so Roshe Amatois indicates a Yochid. What? How could Hatoros Nedarim be a Yochid and not a Yochid? The Torah says, the Gemara says that by Yochid Hatoros Nedarim is performed by Shloshe Adyotois, and the Roshe Amatois refers to Yochid Mumcha. That's what the Gemara says. Now the shaila is how many, if it's taken out of the realm of Echod, if it said Yoit is how many? Chayot should be good with Shtayim. So the Rosh says that the reason why Shtayim is like the Gemara says in the beginning of Sanhedrin several times, that ain't Bezdin Shokul. The Gemara says that a Bezdin is not to be two, because a Bezdin needs a Hachro. Usually it is one opinion this way, there's one opinion that way, you need a third to decide. Every Bezdin has to be an odd number. It's a Bezdin of Sholosh, a Bezdin of 23, a Bezdin of 71. There has to be an odd number in order to decide, Acher Am Lahatois, to be able to paskin. So too over here also, a Bezdin can't be of two, a Bezdin needs to be of three. What is interesting is that there is a Shita that a Bezdin can be of two, of Shmuel, the Gemara says in the Sanhedrin, and the Rosh says that even according to Shmuel, that is only B'momoin and not B'Isser. B'isr, Nedarim being Isr needs three. This will need some discussion. What's interesting is that the Ran by us says they also that you need three. Hatoros Nedarim is B'shloish Adyotis. Why not two? He doesn't say because ain't Bez and Shokul, so two is not good, but Mele it has to be three. He says once the Torah took it out of the realm of a Yochid, then it has to be Dumi de Bez. Since we know that Bez is three, it also will be three. Not that over here, would seem from the Ran, not that over here also there's a Kpeder that has to have the Tzura of a Bezdin, of a Bezdin not being a Bezdin Shokel. It has to be a Bezdin in the regular sense. Once it's not one, then it's three. Mashenkin, the Rosh says more than that. The Rosh says the same way by every Bezdin can't be two, over here also can't be two. This needs a Hesper. Is Hatoros Nedarim being performed by three really the function of a Bezdin? Is this a Bezdin of Hatoros Nedarim? Well, this is just a name that's used because it's three people sitting together. It's not really a Bezdin. Interesting tshuva, Reb Kivagan, a tshuva in Siman Ayin Gimel, talks, a whole shal of Hatoros Nedarim, talks about four matirim. Doesn't say there's a problem of Bezdin Shokel. Well, let's say somebody would want four dayanim sitting on a case together. It's not permitted. One has to have five dayanim and Bezdin Shokel. Over here, Kivega doesn't seem to have a problem that there needs to be a Bezdin Shokel. Would seem to indicate more like the Ran that the problem is that once it's not one, so then it has to have some type of other tzur. What's the tzur that we know of more than one rabbi, more than one officiating person sitting on any decision to be made? Three. So since that's a normal tzur, so three is used also. Bezdin, like we're saying, the dinim of Bezdin coinciding with the dinim of Hatoros Nedarim, for instance, Kivega talks about Kroivim. There is no problem, and this is where we know you're going to have Rosh Hashanah, of two Kroivim sitting together on a Bezdin of Hatoros Nedarim, even though by a Bezdin, two Kroivim, Paskin, Shulchan Aruch, and Ilkus Dayanim, two Kroivim cannot sit together on the same Bezdin. Reb Kivega points out in the Gilyan in Yehudei Resh Chav Ches Siv Gimel in the Din of Hatoros Nedarim that an Isha is possible. Why? Because since an Isha is possible to Dayanus, so Melech is possible to sit on the Bez Din of Hatoros Nedarim. I would say that Psulim, we got to do Kroyd Mar allowed to sit. So Reb Kivega points out a Lamda Shechilik. Reb Kivega points out that an Isha, as far as Bez Din is concerned, is not Roy Bechlau. An Isha is not Roy. I don't mean not Roy in the intellectual, emotional sense. In Din Eterah, a woman cannot be dying. The Din of Hatoros Nedarim bears some type of resemblance to a Bezdin. There has to be the body that sits down, Hatoros Nedarim, has to be a body like a Bezdin. What's a body like a Bezdin? The body of a Bezdin is three Dayanim. men, not women. A woman is not beklal, so she's not beklal the body of Atar Sadam. Then there's a din noisiv, a koroiv, is dochyep kosher latar sadam, v'horaya. Any one of these people sitting on this bezdin, even if he's posel to the person sitting in front of him, he's a koroiv, or two koroiv sitting together, each one of them is roi latar sadam. The problem, Reb Kivayga says, is that the psak can't be rendered by two kroivim together. Pasuk says, "Layum su avis al bonim." The psul of kroivim is that kroivim cannot create a psak on a korov, or two kroivim can't create a psak together. Hataras and Dorm, is anybody creating a psak? Is there a psak being rendered by Hataras and Dorm? Kivayga says no. So in Isha, the psul is in her being identified with the body, with the officiating body of the Bezdin, so too that would be did by Hataras Nedarim. Also, a woman cannot be part of the body of people that's Matir and Neder. As far as rendering a psak, the people sitting on Hataras Nedarim don't paskin. They're just sitting, they're Matir and Neder. They're not paskining anything. If they're not paskining, that process could be performed by Kroivim. Which would lead us back to the Shal, the Machlokes, the Rosh and the Ran. What is the din of Bezna Shokol? And here we could ask ourselves. Is the din of Bezna Shokol that the Tzura of a Bezdin, the Tzura of an officiating body of a Din Torah has to be an odd number? Because you need a Psak, and the Psak will only come out if there's an odd number in order to tip the scales, either to Pliny at the Chai or Pliny at the Zakai. In this case also, in order to paskin, Bezna Shokol is possible. Hataras Nedarim is no psak. Hataras Nedarim is not a psak. Hataras Nedarim is a Bezdin officiating, but it's a psak of a Bezdin. They're not paskining. They're not creating any din Torah. They're being megala. That the halach is that this neder does not have any binding power. They're paskining. If they're not paskining, why do you need a Bezna Shokol? Or we could say no. Since the Bezdin which will paskin will be, by definition, an odd number, that is the Tzura of a Bezdin. The Tzura of a Bezdin is odd, is an odd number of people, in which case the Bezdin of Hataras Nedarim also has to have the Tzura of a Bezdin. So that would be a Chakira in Bezdin Shokol, like we're saying from Kiv Eger, that is the nature of Hataras Nedarim. Hataras Nedarim, you need the body of a Bezdin, but you don't need the Psak of that body. Another example of the same idea is, even though normal Bezdin is three, the Mishnah in Sanhedrin that base tells us that the Bezdin that was used to be Ma'abed the Shana, the Bezdin that decided whether the year would be a Shnas Ibur, a 12-month year or a 13-month year, for ceremonial reasons, the Gemara says that it was something that was Negea to the Ruchniistic Kvius of Klal Yisrael, so it was done with three, it was started with three, then two were added, then two. Gemara says that should be a Simon Bracha for Klal Yisrael. Yivarecha Hashem Yishmech is three, Yor Hashem Panav Elecha V'chunek is five, Yisra Hashem Panav Elecha V'yosem L'chasholim is seven. Those seven Dayonim, the Rambam is Mechadish, one can add Kroivim. One, however, has to add Dayonim that are Roy, that have Smicha, that are Roy. What's the Achra? Do you need Kosher Dayonim for the ceremonial adding of 3, 5, 7? Or is it enough, anybody? Teretz is like we just said. The body has to be a body which is roi for psak. Kroivim are roi for psak. They are roi to sit on a bezin. They just can't paskin. You don't need seven to paskin. They're just there for ceremonial reasons. The psak is created by three. So it's not a problem for the Sanhedrin of Kiddush of Ibur Shono to include kroivim. However, the bezin of Ibur Shono still has to have a tzura of a bezin. Somebody who's not, doesn't have smicha. It's not roi for dayonis bechlal. Bechlal doesn't have a shame dayon. So that would not be considered a kiyum of that din. We'll just add a few other points. The Rambam in Shavuos Perek Vov says that a yochid mumcha that's matir, we just discussed the din of three adyotis, a yochid mumcha that's matir does not need smicha. Does not have to have smicha. The smicha ish mipirish of Moshe Rabbeinu. In say bizman hazeh, a yochid mumcha would be able to be matir. Does not have to be a smicha ish mipirish Moshe Rabbeinu. This is not like the Ramban that the Ran brings in Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. L'chor, the way we just said, a yochid that's not a smuch, the bezdin in the times of Chazal had to be a bezdin of smuchim. The bezdin of today does not have to be smukhin. We don't have the proper bezdin of Ishma Piyish. The Gemara says that how it but it didn't really say the Durabonon, or the Gemara discusses a mechanism called Shlichusayakov Dinon, us hedyoites, us people that don't have smicha Ishma Piyish Mimoisha are acting on behalf of the bezdin of Yemois Moisha of the times of Chazal. Either way, our bezdin is not a bezdin of smukhin. The way we just explained the Rambam, the bezdin of Ataros Nadarim is a bezdin. They just don't have to paskin like a bezdin. They just have to officiate like a bezdin. If that's true, how could you not have a bezdin of smukhin? So the evidence is that the Rambam has a mechanism of three dayanim which are not smukhin, and that would be good for Ataros Nadarim. But what about a yochid mumcha? Rambam, you look in the Rambam, you look at Sanhedrin, the Rambam holds that a Yochid Paskening is somewhat different than a Bezdin of three. Even if you have one Samuch, even if you have one Dayan Musmuch who's suited to be part of a Dayanim, even literally, even the Sanhedrin Agodl, but when he's sitting at one, he's not sitting as a Bezdin, he's sitting as a Rov who's Ro'oi, who's considered competent to paskin any shayla chamura. But not a bezin. A bezin, by definition, includes the give and take of three dayanim sitting together. A yochid mumcha, by definition, is sitting as a rov. A yochayim yoyedem, one could ask a single rov. The gzeis hakosim is that dinei momnes needs the give and take of a bezin. A yochid mumcha, the din that we have in our bezin, according to the Rambam, is not a din of a bezin, but he's more qualified as an individual than three adyoites, mele one is instead of three. That's not the pshat. What creates the shame bezdin that there's a bezdin officiating is three. That's even bezdin shenim smukhin. That's even hedyoitois, and that doesn't need the psak of. It doesn't need the psak of competent dayanim because there is no psak. All you need is that Ataros Nadarim should have the tsura of going through a bezdin. It should be ratified, approved by a bezdin, but it's a psak of that bezdin. No, that's what we're trying to say. There's no psak of a bezdin. So Sholosh Hedyoitis is kosher because you don't need a psak. You don't need them to be qualified like a bezdin of the times of Chazal with a smicha. So even Hedyoitis, but it has to have a tzura of a bezdin. The tzura of a bezdin is with three. Like we said, the tzura of a bezdin is not with two, the tzura of a bezdin is with three. A yochid mumcha is a separate din. A yochid mumcha is a din. He's a qualified rav. His psak, if anything, is more qualified than the psak of a bezdin of three. So the way Ataros Nadarim works by Yochid Mumcha is taka based on the idea of psak. It's based on a competent psak, but that psak doesn't have to, since there is no real psak being given by the Yochid Mumcha, so he has to be qualified, he has to be overqualified. He has to be a Yochid Mumcha in order to give him the chshivus of an official person. He's not just sitting down, he's a Yochid Mumcha. But does he need smicha? Does he need to be able to paskin as a dayan, as a rov paskin in the times of Sanhedrin, times of Chazal? No, there is no psak by Ataros Nadarim. So he needs to have the chshivus of a yochid mumcha. He does not have to have the official qualification of smicha, where his psak has the koyach, the toikiv of a psak, ish mipi ish v'may shoven. That he doesn't need. The Ramban says no. The Ramban says once he's not a bezdin, so Shalosh Hedyoitis is enough because you have the give and take to give it the toikiv, the authority of a bezdin. When a yochid mumcha is sitting by himself, what gives him an authority? All it is just somebody giving you information. If he has smicha, yishim b'yishmaisha, he has that authority to be considered officiating as a bezdin. The Rambam holds he doesn't have to officiate as a bezdin. There's a yochid mumcha, there has to be a chshivus. Ataros Nadarim the gzeis hakosev is we can't just be matir and neder. We have to go through official channels. What's called official channels? Either three, which is the makeup of a bezin. There's an authority, there's a give and take, even without the psak, but there's an authority there. Or a yochid mumcha who says a chshivus that he has an authority. This lends itself to another discussion the Ran has in the Dharm Dav Chov Gimel, that what happens if there is a yochid mumcha available? Could one use three? So the Ran says that b'mokim chad, three are can't be matter. That's the Gemara. But the Ran says the reason is that kvodish al chacham. There's one outstanding talmid chacham. He's a yochid mumcha. You can't rely on him. You can't take three adyaitis b'mokim that he's available. It's pashut b'mnei kovad ha-toyru. You look at the Rambam. The Rambam does not sound that way. The Rambam repeated both mishuas. Sounds like this is an essential din that there's two types of Ataros Nadarim. There's Ataros Nadarim yochid mumcha. there's a Taurus and Dorim of three Adyoites, but Mokim, that there is a Yochid Mumcha, the three won't, it won't be kosher. That Torah won't be Chal. This Ketshuva seems to point this out in Yerudei Reish Chol Ches. What's the Pshat? It's two different dinim, it's two different psukim. This is Zeh Adovah, this is Rosh HaMatos. Zeh V'loi Zeh, why shouldn't it be good? If you don't have, if you want to use Shalosh Adyoites, not Yochid Mumcha, why? There's two different types of Adovah and Dorim. The way we're understanding in the Rambam, it's not true. There's two different ways of Ataras Nedorim being done, not freely, but being done with an authority. You don't need the psak of a bezin. What we need is that there should be, it should be done, for lack of a better term, it should be done officially. It shouldn't be done as a free-for-all. The Torah tells us what's called that Ataras Nedorim has a certain kovid roish, it's being done the way it's supposed to be done. It has to have a certain body that sits on it to give it respect, to give it a certain surah. What's that surah? Either Shalosh Adyoites, three which have the mile of a give and take as considered an official authoritative body, or one person who's an outstanding Talmud Chochem. But a Talmud Chochem certainly has more authority than Adyoites. Three people, three Adyoites, when there's a Yochid Mumcha available, is called respect. Is called respectability, is called, well, that's called free-for-all. That's called free-for-all. If we look at the three as a din of a bezdin, like the Ram says, that it can be a bezna shokel, like the Rosh says that it can be a bezna shokel, we understand that the three are performing the function of a bezdin. So there's one din of bezdin, there's one din of yachid mumcha, zel, lazel, lo, kar, of kalalayla, it's two different din. But if we say that both of them are not really a psak, there's no din bezdin of Ataras Nedarim. There's a din of a certain tzura, a certain respectability, a certain something representing authority. What represents authority? Either three, or a yochid, who himself is an authority. But mokum that you have a yochid, who's an outstanding Talmud Chochem, to consider three regular people, regular Jews off the street, sitting down, and that represents authority, and that's pushing it. The Rambam holds that will not represent authority. You have to sit down in front of a Yochid Mumcha. The Ran would seem to argue. The Ran will be Lishutasi. The Ran will hold that Ataras Nedarim might be a din of a bezdin. Might have that type of tzura. So, well, there's two different dinim. Zebelozeh is fine. Either you have the din of a bezdin of three, or you have the din of a psah of a Yochid Mumcha of one.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.